Welcome to the Alto Aurelia 5 in 5 for January 24th, 2019, where we deliver 5 educational topics or updates in 5 minutes or less. The gavel has dropped for the start of the 2019 Iowa General Assembly. Governor Reynolds has presented her budget, and it appears to be more public education friendly than we have seen in recent years. Legislators moved quickly on education priorities, including subcommittees on the extension of the state penny for school infrastructure, and the extension of the incentives for reorganization and whole grade sharing. Both bills passed out of subcommittees this week. The House Education Committee intends to move a bill setting the fiscal year 2020 supplemental state aid rate next week for K-12 education. This will include funding an increase in the district cost per pupil equity provision, as well as an increase in the transportation equity funding. Efforts to extend the state penny for school infrastructure are on a fast track in both chambers. The Senate's version of the bill will be considered by a Senate Education Committee on Monday. The House version of the bill was approved unanimously in subcommittee on Thursday and will most likely be before the full House Education Committee next week. Both bills are nearly identical to the one approved last year by the House on a 95-3 vote. The state penny for school infrastructure, often referred to as SAVE, has been a very effective tool in keeping local property taxes in school districts down, as it reduces the need, in some cases, to pass a local bond issue, and bond issues raise local property taxes. SAVE funds can be used for things such as renovations, repairs, construction, the purchase of technology, purchase of equipment, buses, and other vehicles, which are all necessary for the safe and efficient operation in schools for our children's education. The next topic concerns communication. If you've been receiving information from your child's teachers through Remind, the best way to ensure that you'll continue to get that information sent to your cell phone is by downloading the free Remind app that can be found in iTunes or the Google Play stores. Another way to get information from the school is to sign up for Iowa School Alerts. The link to sign up for Iowa School Alerts can be found on our school's website at www.altaaurelia.org. Third on our list is the District School Improvement Survey for our parents, students, and staff that all participated in a few weeks ago. Thank you for those taking the time to give us your feedback. We have results back to us, and the presentation of those results, the data, and subsequent findings can be found on our district's website, again at www.altaaurelia.org. This leads us into our fourth topic, the School Improvement Advisory Committee. Every school district in the state of Iowa has a School Improvement Advisory Committee, referred to as the SIAC, and we are no different. This committee is comprised of parents, patrons, and school district representatives. This is an important committee in our school district as it helps us set annual school improvement goals, as well as gathering input on topics such as school calendar, early childhood programming, career and technical education, and school climate issues such as equity, bullying and harassment, and student code of conduct policies. The meetings always involve some very good discussion on the information presented, and recommendations from this committee are sent onto the school board for consideration. If you'd like to be a part of this committee, please contact any of our school offices. It's open to any of our patrons or parents in our school district. All you have to do is leave your name and contact information, as a meeting for February is currently being planned. And finally, the Community Impact Night, hosted by Pizza Ranch last night in Storm Lake, was very successful. The evening was held as a benefit for Mr. B.J. Stevics, a longtime teacher in Alta and the Alto Aurelia School Districts. Proceeds raised will go to defray medical costs and other expenses related to Mr. Stevics' treatments. A big thank you goes out to Missy McCormick and the staff at Storm Lake Pizza Ranch for hosting this event. The outpouring of support was overwhelming. If you ever wonder why people choose to live in small-town Iowa, it's events like this that are the reason. When someone is in need of the communities, they respond in so many positive ways. People not from small rural Iowa, they don't know what they're missing. It's pretty darn awesome. If you weren't able to attend last night's Pizza Ranch fundraiser, another benefit will be hosted at the school cafeteria in Alta coming up later in February. Details will be coming out soon on that one. They'll be posted on the school website as well as sent to local print and news medias. This concludes our Alta Aurelia 5 and 5 for January 24th, 2019. Thank you for tuning in, and go Warriors!